Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, My new Fitbit is a tyrant and a scold. It's even starting to scrutinize my sleep habits. My old Fitbit never interfered with my life. I set it to 12,000 steps, and when I reached that goal, it buzzed with fireworks, kind of like the 4th of July. I like that. When the fireworks flared, I could congratulate myself on a job well done. I deserve to sit down and take it easy. But not anymore. My new Fitbit, despite costing twice as much and having features I haven't figured out yet, is like having a personal trainer strapped to my arm. It prods, shames, encourages, and scolds me into trying harder. I noticed this the first time I walked with it. I was halfway to the street corner when the fireworks went off. What? Had I walked 12,000 steps already? Feeling a bit smug at having reached my goal so quickly, I glanced at the Fitbit, and my elation turned to dismay. The sparks were flying, the ball was bursting, the watch was buzzing, and all I had accomplished was 4,000 steps. What's up with this? I fumed. My Fitbit answered, 250 steps to go. Go until what? That would only put me up to 4,250 steps, an unimportant, irrelevant number. I have since tried to figure out a pattern, but the fireworks appear at random. Sometimes they go off at 6,000 steps, other times at 4,235. Maybe my Fitbit is like the participation trophies my kids used to get in soccer. No matter how dismally they played, they were rewarded with a trophy and a snack. Maybe the fireworks are my participation trophy, meant to make me feel good about myself and encourage me to stay in the game. But it's having the opposite effect. The Fitbit, with its random reminders, is starting to feel like a scold. It's not just the fireworks either. My watch is starting to criticize my sleep habits. I go to bed around midnight because I'm reading something too interesting to put down. I get up a couple of times in the night because the bladder calls. Shouldn't have had that glass of wine. Then I can't go back to sleep because I'm trying to decide if I should get up and refill my water glass. But I still wake up refreshed and ready to go by 6:30 or 7 o'clock. I don't see the problem. Yet my Fitbit rates my sleep score as poor. What is the measure of a good night's sleep if it isn't feeling energetic the next day? But that isn't enough for my Fitbit. To please its tyrannical tendency towards judgmentalism, I must be to bed by 10, like a child. And I'm not done complaining. I have another axe to grind. My Fitbit's calorie count is deplorable. I can finish 12,000 steps with fireworks going off every few minutes, hustle around all day, row on my rowing machine, and my Fitbit tells me I have used up 1,200 calories. 1,200 calories won't get you a double cheeseburger and fries. This is demoralizing. I think back over my day, counting up all the calories I have consumed, and realize it's way more than 1,200 calories, even without the cheeseburger. I outsmarted the Fitbit on this one, though. I reset my weight so the Fitbit thinks I weigh 5 pounds more than I actually weigh. This trick upped the number of calories I use. When I told my husband, he said, "That's not the way it works." I said, "I don't care how it works. I need those calories." I could increase my calorie allotment even more by entering a different age in my personal Fitbit stats, since younger people use more calories. I haven't resorted to this yet, but if my watch becomes more tyrannical, I might. There is one thing I really love about my new Fitbit, though. It records a lot of steps when I row. My old Fitbit never racked up any steps unless I walked, and my husband would say, "Your Fitbit is set to record walking. You have to set it up for rowing." But the new Fitbit, in addition to being a tyrant and a scold, is smart. It knows if I have switched from walking to rowing. When I am in the basement on my rowing machine watching Nine Perfect Strangers, my Fitbit is busily racking up steps. This makes my husband jealous because he emerges from the basement after an hour of rowing, t-shirt drenched in sweat, with his Fitbit telling him he hasn't done anything. I like to rub it in. I got 12,000 steps on the rowing machine. I don't need to walk today. "How did you get so many steps?" he responds, miffed. "You must not be rowing fast enough," I say. "You're not rowing fast. You're watching Nine Perfect Strangers." At these moments, I love my Fitbit. I'm getting used to the random fireworks, and I've learned to ignore my sleep score. What does a Fitbit know about sleeping anyway? I can put up with a tyrant and a scold, as long as my Fitbit gives me extra calories for weighing more and racks up steps while I'm watching television. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.